Today's podcast sponsor is the Barnard Medical Center. The Barnard Medical Center combines medical care with the latest advances in prevention and nutrition to help create a health care plan designed just for you.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at OrdinaryVegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@OrdinaryVegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 84. Today, we're going to learn how to build an army of T cells for our battle against coronavirus or any virus or any inflammation for that matter. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate nourishing your body with plant-based nutrition for your health, for the planet, and for animal welfare. I hope all of you are staying safe and well, because this pandemic has been so distressing, frightening, frustrating, and disruptive. And it seems so difficult to do anything. But at the end of the day, I am so grateful for my health and for the health of my family, and I am even more determined to share everything I can find to protect us all from this virus or any chronic disease. And as we have talked about before, the single most important defense we have against COVID-19 is our immune system. Although a strong immune system will not totally prevent you from getting COVID-19, it will offer strong protection. And based on some studies we're going to discuss today, a strong immune system can lessen symptoms of COVID-19 or any virus for that matter. So today we're going to focus on building that army of T cells, because T cells are the most important cells in immunity. And the good news is there are things you can do that can improve, boost, and increase those immune warriors. And there is one powerful food that has been scientifically proven to increase T cell production, and it tastes delicious. So first, what is a T cell? A T cell is a type of white blood cell that is of key importance to the immune system and is at the core of adaptive immunity. The adaptive immune system is a subsystem of the immune system, and its job is to destroy invading pathogens and any toxic molecules they produce. The T cells are like soldiers who search out and destroy targeted invaders. T cells originate from hematopoietic stem cells, which are produced in the bone marrow. They leave the bone marrow and travel to the thymus via the blood. In the thymus, these cells mature and differentiate into various types of mature T cells and become active in your immune system. A T cell's job is to help our bodies fight infections and attack and destroy invading infectious agents. A healthy body's immune system produces T cells on a regular basis that can help fight diseases, infections, and cancer-causing toxins. Bottom line, increasing your T cell count is a great way to improve the effectiveness of your immune system to fight all kinds of disease, including cancer, tumors, AIDS, and other diseases of the autoimmune system. Also, as our body ages, we have a decline in the production of fresh T cells, so it is very important to try to build T cells to bolster an aging immune system. A study done by the UCLA stem cell team in Los Angeles used artificial structures to mimic the thymus and produce T cells. They are doing these studies because they believe that having an unlimited supply of T cells could be a game changer in the fight against cancer. And T cells also have a great memory. In July 2020, a study was done at Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore This study suggests that T cells might protect some people newly infected with COVID-19 because T cells can remember past encounters with past human coronaviruses. And this might potentially explain why some people seem to fend off the virus and be less susceptible to becoming severely ill. So, let's discuss how we can build and boost those T cells. Let's start with zinc. While zinc is known for its role in immune function, zinc has a special relationship with T cells. Research shows that low levels of zinc correlate with reduced T cell function, whereas increased zinc levels in the body have shown to aid in T cell responses. Zinc not only keeps T cells healthy, but it can also aid in the proliferation of these immune-enhancing cells. In a study published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine, found that increased zinc was able to increase the growth and multiplication of T cells. Another study published in the European Journal of Immunology had similar findings and concluded that increased zinc is required for both the proliferation and signaling of T cells. According to the International Zinc Association, zinc may be one of the most crucial nutrients involved in the health and function of the immune system in general. Zinc is also involved in wound healing and normal growth, and the recommended dietary amount is 8 milligrams for women and 11 milligrams a day for men. The best plant-based sources of zinc are my favorite seed, hemp seeds, with almost 3 grams of zinc per 1 ounce serving, followed by pumpkin seeds with 2.2 milligrams per 1 ounce serving. Pine nuts, cashews, and sunflower seeds all contain 2 milligrams of zinc. Spinach, lentils, black beans, and especially oats contain zinc. I will put a complete list in this week's show notes. A very easy way to consume zinc is to start your day with a zinc-fortified breakfast by making your own granola. Homemade granola tastes so much better than store-bought, and it is much healthier. You can serve it with non-dairy milk or yogurt, or sprinkle it over a fruit salad, or use it as a topping for a baked apple. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and create a T-cell boosting zinc-rich recipe from the easy 5-ingredient vegan cookbook available on Amazon and my website. All you need is 2 cups of old-fashioned rolled oats, 1/2 cup of hemp seeds, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seeds, 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1/3 cup of pure maple syrup. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and line a large baking sheet with parchment paper. Spread the oats on the lined baking sheet. Sprinkle the cinnamon over and toss it. Spread it evenly on the baking sheet and toast it in the oven for 10 minutes. Next, add the hemp seeds and toss with the oats and cook another 10 minutes. Next, add the pumpkin seeds and bake for another 5 minutes. Remove the baking sheet from the oven, drizzle it with maple syrup, toss and spread evenly on the baking sheet and toast for an additional 5 minutes. You can refrigerate this homemade granola covered for 5 days. Now, let's discuss that powerful food that can not only build T cells, but also fight cancer. But before we do, I would like to thank this week's podcast sponsor, the Barnard Medical Center. The Barnard Medical Center combines medical care with the latest advances in prevention and nutrition to help create a healthcare plan designed just for you. They have a team of board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners, and registered dietitians who provide state-of-the-art medical care and are available via telehealth to help treat and prevent diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, or other chronic conditions. use their telehealth services to receive medical care from the comfort and safety of your own home. Telehealth appointments are currently available for residents of California, New York, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, Missouri, Massachusetts, Arizona, and Colorado. To set up your first appointment, just call 202-527-7500. Take control of your health today and call them at 202-527-7500. They also have a 21 Vegan Kickstart app, and I will put a link to that in today's show notes. Thank you, Barnard Medical Center. Now, let's talk about the delicious, juicy superfood that is being researched across the world as a prospective treatment for autoimmune disease, cancer, and viruses because of its ability to boost the production of T1 cells. That food is the papaya. Papaya, also known as pawpaw, belongs to the Caracaceae family. In the U.S., most commercially grown papayas are produced in Hawaii, California, Texas, and Florida. And the trees generally can bear fruit any time of year, so it is usually an easy fruit to purchase in grocery stores. The papaya is an incredibly healthy tropical fruit because not only can it boost the immune system, it is also loaded with antioxidants that can reduce inflammation, fight cancer, and help keep you looking young. One small papaya has only 59 calories, 3 grams of fiber, 1 gram of protein, 157% of the RDI for vitamin C, and 33% of the RDI for vitamin A. It also contains folate and potassium. And if you remember podcast number 56, Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health, orange fruits contain antioxidants known as carotenoids, especially one called lycopene. Lycopene is a powerful antioxidant with many health benefits, including sun protection, improved heart health, and it lowers the risk of certain types of cancer. Now let's talk about some of those scientific studies that included papaya. In 2011, a study was published in Molecular Nutrition and Food Research that concluded that papaya increases regulatory T cells and significantly suppressed inflammatory cytokines. Back in March 2010, a University of Florida group of researchers documented papaya's dramatic anti-cancer effect against a broad range of lab-grown tumors, including cancer of the cervix, breast, liver, lung, and pancreas. So they have been studying the benefits of papaya for years. In 2016, the National Library of Medicine published a peer-reviewed article about the potential of treating chronic inflammation with the papaya. This was based on a review of all studies published since 2000. The connection between eating papaya and cancer continues to be researched around the world, and the evidence is overwhelming that this remarkable fruit has significant beneficial health benefits, including the growth of the immune system, cell regulation, reduction of inflammation, and digestive benefits. There is also numerous ongoing studies about the potential of using not only the papaya meat, but also the leaf extract to fight cancer because of papaya's ability to increase healthy T cell activity, thereby encouraging a healthy and active response to cancerous cells in the body. Any way you look at it, papaya reduces inflammation, increases healthy T cell activity, therefore encouraging a healthy and active response to any bacteria, virus, or microorganism that can cause disease. And it tastes delicious. There are many ways to consume papaya. You could buy some papaya leaf tea. It has a similar taste to green tea. Have a cup of that every day. You can also get papaya leaf extract, which is especially good for an upset digestive system. You can make a Thai papaya salad by combining and tossing one shredded papaya with two chopped roasted red chilies, 2 tablespoons of toasted sesame seeds, 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, and a drizzle of maple syrup. Then you can add a pinch of salt. Just mix that all together. It's delicious. You can kick off your day with a reinvigorating papaya smoothie. All you have to do is put in a blender a cup of papaya chunks with some banana chunks and some non-dairy milk. You can also make a papaya salsa by combining 2 peeled, seeded, and cut into 1/4 diced papaya with 1.5 cups of 1/4 inch diced pineapple with 2 scallions that have been chopped, a garlic clove minced, and 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice and salt and ground black pepper to taste. Serve it with some baked tortilla chips or over some grilled tofu. It's delicious. Papaya also tastes especially good in an avocado salad. This week, I am working on creating a papaya curry, which I was hoping to share today, but I haven't perfected it yet. But I promise to post when it's perfect, so keep an eye out. Oh, and of course, you could also munch on dried papaya, but make sure there isn't added sugar. Bottom line, increasing your papaya consumption is a great way to improve the effectiveness of your immune system for fighting any pathogen, and you can't go wrong with that juicy fruit, papaya, also known as pawpaw. By the way, make sure your papaya is ripe before consuming. A ripe papaya has skin that is turning from green to yellow. If the papaya is ripe, you should be able to press your thumb into the flesh. Papayas will ripen more quickly when you put them in a paper bag with a fruit like a banana or an apple. The last thing I want to mention is folic acid and vitamin B6. When you eat fruits and vegetables high in these vitamins and minerals, these can also help increase the number of T cells in your body. So try to include them in your daily diet. Great sources of these nutrients are leafy greens, broccoli, cauliflower, squash, carrots, tomatoes, and strawberries. Also, garlic, which I personally love, contains compounds that can increase the number of T cells and improve their responsiveness. That is it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for being here and for your kind emails and comments. I really appreciate it, and it inspires me to work harder to keep you safe and well. For our recipes, follow me on Instagram at Ordinary Vegan and join our Facebook group over 300,000 strong. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. And we also have a group at facebook.com/groups/ordinaryvegan. Additionally, you can find my new book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, and all my vegan CBD products made from hemp on my website. Thank you to Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Neil Bernard, and the Bernard Medical Center for sponsoring today's podcast. Go to pcrm.org to learn more. I will include links in this week's show notes. Also, please share this podcast so our community can grow. And if you have time, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. The more reviews we receive, the better chance of spreading the compassion, one plant-based meal at a time. Please stay strong and stay well. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.